there's a chapter in your book, chapter 16, that I just absolutely love, Bob. I mean, it was fantastic. You share, personal or not, how do you know? How do we know if someone is just ignorant, or if they're just trying to hurt us emotionally, or if we're just taking their actions and perceived words wrong?
Well, 9 times out of 10, we don't know. And it might be 9.99 times out of 10, because we don't know what they're thinking. We don't know their belief system. We don't know their life. Again, referring to Don Miguel Ruiz's great book, The Four Agreements, he has a great chapter called the second agreement is don't take things personally. And it's absolutely brilliant. And to this day, when I find myself taking something personally, and it's deeper than just being conscious of it and moving on, I'll go to the book and read that chapter. It's so brilliant because it typically is not about you. It is about the other person. But as far as, you know, are they being hurtful on purpose? Dan, we usually don't know. Now, if we're in a position, you know, we have to work with this person, or this person's a family member, or this person's a friend, or in our social circle, or what have you, and it's something that we don't feel we can just let go without saying something, we can through an I message, which means we're not going to make them feel defensive by saying, you just insulted me, or did you just insult me, or what did you mean by, but what we do need to do is give an I message and say, you know, I felt badly when I heard you say, you know, so forth and so on. And I found myself taking it kind of personally. And I'm just wondering if it was meant that way, or if there was something that I, you know, did to elicit that, or if I just misinterpreted. And when we do it like that, and we don't put this person on the defensive, instead we do it with tact and empathy, the chances are we can, you know, hopefully get an honest answer from the person, or at least make them aware that what they did wasn't something that we felt good enough in that, or that was acceptable. Other times we're not going to see that person again, or it's not the, you know, the appropriate time to, you know, to question someone. But the biggest thing we can do is just know that we don't know. We cannot read people's minds. And when we assume that someone has purposely offended us, what we're doing is we're transposing our belief system onto them. In other words, it's not that we would try to hurt someone, but what we're saying is, oh, well, the only reason I would ever say this is if I was trying to hurt someone. So we assume that's the reason they must have said that. But we don't know, because we don't know their belief system.